To the faculty, distinguished guests, doting grandparents, and proud parents, particularly you parents of graduates who won't be moving home to the couch, sincere congratulations. Whatever your GPA or job prospects, you'll likely be working more come September than Tom Brady. Tis the season when the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management ought to launch an investigation into all the pollution caused by commencement speakers spewing platitudinous hot air at captive audiences of graduates. As you begin life's journey, no, I'll spare you grads that cliche, but if you think the college is the best 4 years of your life, you're bound for a very boring life. Remember foremost that at your age, there are really no mistakes, only lessons. You have come of age in the era of the selfie and the relentless quest for self-esteem. Please remember not to become ensnared by differences that amount to what Freud called the narcissism of small things. Don't live with your head in a cloud or in the sand. Honk if you love Jesus. Text if you want to meet him. Work hard and achieve career success, but aim for higher attributes: tolerance, generosity, kindness, and character. Try to do something nice every day for someone who doesn't expect it. Shovel your elderly neighbor's snowy driveway. Telephone an old friend who is sick or just got laid off. Buy coffee for the person behind you at Dunkin' Donuts who is fumbling in his or her pocket for change. Remember what no one ever said on his or her deathbed. Quote, my biggest regret is not spending more time at work. Or, I wished I had spent more time preparing those PowerPoint presentations than going to my kids' school plays, baseball, or soccer games. Remember that you are heading into a world that is both wonderful and broken. When something awful happens to someone you know, be there for them. As Rabbi Leslie Gutterman of Temple Beth El in Providence, a wise man, always says, show up. You can't change, for example, a death, but you can be there for the family and friends. The American experiment will only work for another generation if you participate in our democracy. This means voting, getting involved in your community, and joining groups that help those who are less fortunate. Remember the words of Emma Goldman, quote, if I can't dance, I don't want to be in your revolution. Respect your body. It's the only one you have. If you hate your job, quit. If you're struck by depression, seek professional help. Remember that you won't be able to measure happiness by how big a house you live in or how shiny is the new car in your driveway. If you win the rat race, congratulations, you're still a rat. Cultivate connections with your fellow human beings. Be kind to animals. As Maya Angelou says, quote, try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Onward and good luck in all of your endeavors, especially paying off those student loans.